can't handle the truth.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Do I feel lucky?
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Welcome back to another episode of Through the Lens. I don't know if that opened smoothly, but you know what? We're not a production company. We're a small little podcasting operation. This is Darren and
Tracy.
And we took a hiatus last week because the movie was not something I was going to see. What was it?
Book Club 2, the next chapter.
Yeah, I'm sure it's great, but I couldn't. So what are we reviewing this week, Tracy? This is more a Darren movie.
Fast X.
And I don't know why they do this. This is Fast and the Furious 10. Like, why they drop the Furious?
Well, it's not 10. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
It's 10.
10, but if you count Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, yeah, that's a spinoff series.
Yeah.
I'm just saying they're getting too cute.
Yeah.
Too cute, too furious. Okay, so it's Fast X. It's the 10th straight line movie in the Fast and Furious series. There is a spinoff, Hobbs and Shaw. Man, this movie's ridiculous. I was going to say that right now. But I don't know where to start. This is, if you've seen I think my brother did this, and I talked about this before, but he watched the first Fast and Furious movie, and then he left for six movies, and then he watched number 9, and he had no idea what was going
on. Yeah, you got to really catch up and watch stuff.
I mean, I'm not talking about plot lines have developed and new characters, which is both true, but literally they went from street racing, fighters, and an undercover, a very small little thing about a cop undercover trying to bust car thieves and street racers, to secret agent spies with nuclear bombs and cars that get driven by a remote control. I mean, it's just insane. They went to space last movie. So anyway, it is kind of, it kind of has organically grown to be completely and totally ridiculous. And I mean that in the nicest possible way.
Mm-hmm.
So what can we say about Fast X? In terms of summary or what the heck? Should we just say it's a Fast and the Furious movie?
It is a Fast and the Furious movie, and someone from Dom's past comes back for revenge.
Oh, that's a great summary. Cars, it's like every movie, I guess. Yeah. Well, no, sometimes he does something.
Yeah.
And then they come back and get revenge. So I will say this about this movie. If you've never seen the Fast and the Furious movie, it's going to be kind of dense for you because everyone's in this movie. Like, here's what goes on in the series. And this is not spoilers. This is what happens in the series. They have a bad guy. They beat the bad guy. In the next movie, the bad guy kind of joins them.
Yeah, and is part of their family.
And then there's a new bad guy.
Yep.
And then they join them. So it's like...
And then the past from the previous bad guy comes out, so they all bond again.
And then there's a brother that got killed, and he comes back for revenge. And so it's very hard to keep straight what the hell's going on. And then there's always a brother or a sister or a dad or a mom or something that comes out and helps them or hurts them. So if you want to just go and see a bunch of cool cars or wrecking and stuff, that's fine. But this movie, the other thing the series has done is it brings back dead people a lot too.
Yeah.
So Letty, I guess this is his wife now.
Yeah,
she died
wife.
For a few movies.
Yeah.
The Asian guy died for a few movies. I think more people have died. Maybe that's the main ones who've died and come back.
Yeah.
But I mean, come on, dude. That was the whole thing. She died. So this movie, the series is just ridiculous. But if you've never seen one, you can definitely enjoy car crashes, and we'll talk about that. But you'll probably be lost at wait, this person is this person's sister, and this person is this guy's brother, and who's this person? So I think I don't want you to binge all 10 movies because your brain will turn to jello and melt.
You can skip Tokyo Drift.
You're literally saying the only one. No, because that's where Han's from.
Yeah, but it doesn't. I don't know. I think that's the one you can skip.
Okay, out of 9 movies, you saved them 2 hours. I think you can turn your brain off and enjoy the mass explosions, but you will be confused at who all these different people are because they've kind of accumulated people over the season.
Yeah.
Over the series. I mean, so you go to these movies for a couple of things. You've kind of become invested in the characters. And then the other reason you go is because they find new and crazy over-the-top stunts with cars.
Right.
So I guess we'll start with the characters. Have you seen every movie by now? Because I know you were one of the few people who I got on because you hadn't seen Fast and Furious movies.
I've seen... almost every movie. I think I haven't seen number 7.
That's not helpful, but okay.
Seven. I think it's 7. It's either 7 or 6.
Well, in any case, do you like these characters? Like, do you care about what happens to them? I mean, it's always the same. You got the two goofy sidekick guys, Ludacris and Tyrese.
Yeah.
And then they have like other people who have joined, and then you got Dom, who's like the father, and then you have Letty, who's pretty badass in this movie. I kind of like them, and I like even they usually have pretty good bad guys. It just gets ridiculous because the bad guys are so good. That's when they make them part of the team.
Yeah.
Because like Jason Statham was like a legit bad guy.
Yeah, number 6 is the one that I haven't seen.
Which one is that one? Oh, yeah, okay. That's the one where I think she came back.
Yeah, maybe.
They usually have good bad guys. And like, oh, cool, we kind of got to do something with them. So the cast is good, you like them, you're bought into them, you're into their shtick.
Well, I think that's what Universal was hoping for. I mean, they have all these movies. Why, you know, they're hoping that everyone sort of, you know, bonds with the characters and has a stake in it.
I liked in this particular movie how there's a couple characters in this series who have very rarely had too much to do.
Yeah.
But they gave them something to do this movie. And there's like, it's jam-packed with characters from this series.
Yeah.
And, I don't know if this is true because it's going to change, but do you want to explain where this falls into terms of the final arc, supposedly?
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to be the first of the final trilogy of films. And then the next one comes out in 2025, which, I mean, who's going to remember?
It's really hard to keep them straight, but if you just like, so this is kind of like the final arc. I will tell you all this. None of the movies have had a real cliffhanger, but they've had maybe some stingers at the end in the end credits scene that kind of show something bad happening for the next movie. This movie goes full cliffhanger.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it does not really resolve. I mean, this is kind of like one of those things where like they make the 2 movies or the 3 movies in a row and it literally doesn't, it's not self-contained.
Yeah.
So like you're going to have to go in and want to see the next one.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to commit to 2 more movies... Sorry, because you're definitely going to want to see the next one.
You're going to want to see the next one for sure.
Now let's talk about what we really care about. Oh, actually, let's talk about one more thing before we talk about what everybody cares about. Bad guy. This is not a spoiler. Jason Momoa is the bad guy.
Whew.
So here's some bad guys that we've had in Fast and the Furious. Yeah, Jason Statham.
Whew.
And I like Jason Statham. He's badass.
Me too.
Charlize Theron, who also is badass.
She is.
She was pretty good. Yeah. She's just kind of a cold...
She's cold-blooded.
Yeah, she doesn't care. I forget some of the other... bad guys. Those are the two most memorable. Oh, The Rock was a bad guy in one because he was the agent trying to get him.
Yeah.
Until he got him on the team. Those are probably the 3 ones that come to the top of my head.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
So, Jason Momoa was in this one, and you know, he's Aquaman. How would you just, did you like him as a bad guy?
I did.
He's very charismatic. He's just completely unhinged. He's clearly chewing scenery and having fun with this movie.
Yes.
Like, there's something wrong with him. It leads me to question whether there's something wrong with him as a dude, because he's way too over the top and loving it in this movie.
Yes, yes.
Like, it's like, dude, either you're a great actor or you're just like totally messed up, because he was just... It kind of reminded me of like the over... And I don't mean this in a bad way. The overacting in Face Off. Remember in Face Off with
Nicolas
Cage and Travolta? But they were both kind of like acting as each other.
They were like having fun.
They were having fun just being ridiculous, because Cage was playing like Stallone or... Travolta, and Travolta was trying to be Cage, and they both have very specific shticks.
Yeah.
So they're like, "Wee!" And that's kind of what he was doing. Which, if you like Face Off, you'd probably like that. But so I thought he was pretty good. He's pretty bad. He has a motivation, which is pretty not super deep, but it provides a reason for what he's doing.
Yeah. I thought he was good. I mean,
some of his plans would not have worked. Like some of the stuff is like. You know these action movies, it's like, I'm going to have this thing where I'm going to make it so I almost lose and then I win. It's like, come on, man. You can't predict that this one thing is going to happen exactly that way. But if you suspend your disbelief, it's fun. Okay, so we liked Momoa. We agree on that?
Yeah, we agree on that.
Let's talk about special effects. That's what we want to talk about.
Whew.
So I will spoiler alert, they did not go to space with duct tape this time.
Yeah.
That one was probably the most ridiculous moment. The second most ridiculous moment was the 20-minute plane takeoff scene in one of the movies where it's like planes don't take 20 minutes to take off. Remember they're like fighting on the runway for like forever?
Yes, yeah.
This movie, I'm not going to say it's not ridiculous, but it feels a little bit darker and more grounded. I can't believe I just said that because there's like stuff happening all over the place, but they're not in space.
They're not if you're
threshold is go to space in a random car duct tape, this is not that ridiculous. But I think they tried to make the stakes a little bit more personal.
Yeah. I mean, we can't really talk about the special effects because some of the coolest things are things that really would never happen or and could never happen, but they happened in the movie.
I will say this, for the most part, Fast and Furious is pretty good at grounding most of its ridiculous scenes with cars.
Yeah.
Like, you'd think, like, what more can they do?
I still have my car.
And I'm always struck with, like, cars can, like, fall 500 feet and, like, land or flip over and then drive.
Right. And then withstand all of the collisions and still go.
Or, like, it's on fire.
It's on fire, and they ride through fire, and it still operates like it did before.
It's still fine, yeah. So, I mean, you've seen a lot of the stuff before, but I found myself being, like, laughing and, like, I can't believe they just did that. That was kind of cool way.
Laughing and sort of secretly applauding and
it's completely ridiculous. This is a fun, I mean, you kind of at this point know what you're getting from a Fast and Furious movie.
Yeah, if you haven't seen any of them, you're totally, I don't think you would, first you'd be lost, and second you'd be like, why did they do that? Or that can't happen.
And what's this government? And if you saw the first one and haven't seen one since, you'll be like my brother and be like, wait, how are they? They're secret agents now?
Yeah, yeah.
I will say this, like, if you don't want to see this movie, that's fine. The first Fast and the Furious movie, I can't say if it necessarily holds up because it's been years and years now, but it was actually a good movie.
Yeah.
Like, well-made, good plot, good chase scenes and stuff, racing and all that, but it's got more and more ridiculous. It's morphed into something that it never was. But most of the characters have been there for all these movies.
Yeah.
So, they come up with inventive things to do with cars. They're kind of ridiculous, but they're fun.
I don't know how they're going to do stuff in the next two.
I mean, once they went to space, I thought, I don't know how they can top this.
I mean,
there was one of them where they're driving cars in the Arctic or something, and this submarine comes up after them, and the submarine's chasing them. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
What are you doing? So they'll always come up with something. Those tanks was in one, I think.
Yeah.
So yeah, they will always come up with some ridiculous plan. But
we reviewed the one with the submarine chasing them.
That was like the first one you saw.
Yeah.
And you didn't know
at that time.
And you had no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
You still probably have no idea what's going on. So I thought the special effects were cool. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. None of this stuff could ever happen. But you're not going for that.
Yeah, it's really cool though how they execute certain things, and you constantly hear the shift and the pedals and just.
There was a scene in the movie, I think it was called The Transporter, but it might have been one or two, I forget. But basically this is not this movie, but there was a bomb underneath his car. This is a Jason Statham, and he drove so fast off a ramp, flipped it over so a crane could knock the bomb off the bottom of his car, and that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Nothing got that completely ridiculous, but it was pretty close. Tracy's like, yeah, maybe it did.
Yeah, I think it did a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. Can we talk about who else is in this that's not spoilers?
Yeah, I mean,
like the new people?
What new people? I mean,
the blonde? Is that a spoiler? She's in the trailer? Thanks, Marja. Captain Marvel's in it.
Oh, yeah.
She's never been in it before.
Look, she's on the trailer right there.
Well, I don't want to spoil anything because there's some cameos in here that are fun.
Yeah.
What'd you think of her?
I thought she was good.
I thought, and I hate to say this, I thought her acting was a little wooden.
Mm.
That's just me. Marcia's got a theory. I don't want to say it on this, but should I memorialize it? Do you want me to memorialize your thing so you can tell everyone you were smart?
No.
No? Okay. I don't think that's a spoiler because I think you're wrong. But
it could be a spoiler.
Well, we don't know. At least we know. So if it happens,
if it happens, we can say Marcia had a theory. And Marcia did whisper to me at the beginning of the movie and predicted a twist, which I also predicted, but she was whispering in my ear and I wanted to enjoy the movie. So anyway, I thought, yeah, there it was, but it was fun seeing all the people. I found myself, I've seen all the movies, but I found myself being like, I forget where they came from or which one that one was or which one they were in, because there's a lot of people jammed in this movie.
Yeah, there are a lot of people. I forgot he was in it. Scott Eastwood.
Yeah, I didn't, well, he was, yeah, he was, I don't remember, like, which one he came in, but he's been in it before.
Yeah.
I know he's a little nobody, but I don't remember which one he came into, so, which one he came in. So, anyway, okay, we like the special effects.
Yeah.
Who is going to like this movie, Tracy?
Well, first, we should probably tell people that the movie is PG-13.
Oh, we got too excited. I was laughing.
We got too excited, yeah.
This is, my adrenaline is still a little bit high, because this movie, okay, I'll just tell you something before you get into that. This is prepping people. I was tired. I was up late last night. And I thought I wasn't going to make it through the movie because, like, I've just been running on empty. And I was, like, wired this whole movie. It's like an adrenaline shot that doesn't stop for how long, Tracy?
2 hours and 21 minutes.
It's that long? The first probably 20 minutes were slow because it's all about the family.
The family.
And then it just goes and just does not stop. And the other funny thing about this movie is they can go to different places. It's like the Game of Thrones Travel Channel where they can get to different places in 2 minutes.
Yeah, in 2 minutes. Oh, Rita Moreno.
I guess that's not a spoiler.
That's not a spoiler. She's in the trailer, too. Okay. She's in this, yeah.
They're not. If you're going to go see it for her, I would probably not
save
her money. Okay, so it's PG-13. There is cursing.
Yep.
There is a lot of people who die, but it's more cartoony violence. I think it's shot, but you don't really see a
lot of blood. There's nothing.
No one's head gets cut off.
And no blood is squirting everywhere.
Yeah, none of that. And then, is there an end credit scene, Tracy?
By God, yes, there is.
A pretty big one.
A pretty big one.
Again, you'll appreciate it if you've seen any other, most particular other movies. That's all I'll say.
Yes.
And there is just the one end credit scene, right?
Yes.
So you can stay after that. I did like the kind of between the end credit scene and the like the sort of inter credits, the kind of reanimation of many of the scenes of the movie. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was neat.
But yeah, there is an end credit scene, and I think you'll want to see it. Tracy, do you have a rating for Fast X?
Who's going to like this movie?
You never answered it.
Well, that's because we forgot the stats because you were too excited.
I am a little too excited. Okay, I'm still harped up a little bit.
This movie, I mean, totally, it's a guy's movie. It's like The Expendables. It's a guilty pleasure movie. I love The Expendables.
At this point, it kind of is like The Expendables because they just jam everybody into a movie and blow stuff up.
Yeah. So, you know, anyone that likes the franchise... people that are curious need not watch this because they would just get totally turned around.
It'll sensorily overload you if you're not careful.
It really will. So I would say, you know, guys mostly and girls that sort of like the shoot 'em, bang 'em up, car chase 'em to death kind of movies.
I'm going to go gender neutral because I believe anyone can like movies where everything blows up. But I will say it is an adrenaline junkie movie.
Yeah, it is.
It is not heavy on the
there's
plot.
No,
there's
yeah,
no
there's
real romance.
No,
none of those kind of subplots. It is about family, which I've read is one of the reasons like this is cross demographic popular because it's a very diverse cast, but it doesn't feel forced and they really do seem to genuinely like each other. And,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of a family that people may be looking for because they're not all really related, but they've become a family. So, you don't care about that. You care if you want to see helicopters and cars and stuff blowing up and every fire and chase scenes. And if you want your heartbeat to go up for 2 out of the 2.5 hours, I will say this, I'm not gonna say darker because it's still super cartoony, but I think they're trying to be a little bit more serious in terms of the plot in this one. The stakes are more personal. How's that?
Yes. And I think, just an educated guess, that the second of the three will probably go a little deeper. And then the third of the three will, like, rise up like a phoenix.
And go to the moon in a car. Tracy, what are you going to rate this movie? Go with your heart, not your brain.
I'm going to rate it a 9.
Oh, man. You could have just given it the X with the movie. You're going to give it a 9. Okay, explain your vote.
I gave it a 9 because I liked it. Like Darren said, my heart was racing. There was one point when I said yes really loud, and it really draws you in, and the whole concept of family is, you know, it's universal. And I really liked Jason Momoa. I thought he was
so ridiculous, but it was so fun to watch him. He was just having a ball.
It's like I felt guilty for liking his performance.
Yeah, because it's not going to get him an Oscar, by any means.
No, but it was really kitschy, you know?
Totally kitschy. Like, if you're going to see, like, I don't know, what would be like a... Oh, this is not like John Wick caliber, like, just...
No.
Hard, but awesome action movie. This is like over-the-top cartoony.
Yes.
Franchise-y. I think I'm going to give it... I'm going to give it a 9, but let me explain.
Okay.
I enjoy myself immensely. The first 20 or so minutes were a little slow, so that's why I deducted a point. But I just want to tell people.
That's the family stuff.
I know, I don't need that. I need cars blowing up. And I was just going to say that, like, this is a guilty pleasure series.
Yeah,
you should
for
see
sure.
it on the big screen because yeah. the sound, it's like all around you, the explosions, but it's just huge, over the top. It's not, especially Jeff, if you're listening, this is not like the best movie ever made. It's not even of the caliber of recent Marvel movies in terms of just like quality filmmaking. But it just kept me, I didn't know it was 2.5 hours. I really didn't. Yeah. It was like stuff's blowing up for 2 hours, and I like to turn my brain off. This movie does have some twists that it throws at you and surprises. It has a lot of Easter eggs if you see movies, other yeah. movies. But I just had fun for the whole time. I mean,
yeah.
But I gave the one where they went into space a good score too, because it was just fun to watch.
Yeah.
It was completely ridiculous.
It is fun to watch, and it's, you know, you're not going to be disappointed that you watched it. I mean, you totally do blow your brain off, you know.
Marsha, you don't have to give a score, but you're sitting here watching this. Did you like it?
Oh, yeah.
You can't hear her because I have a directional mic. She said, oh, yeah. So she's like a third view. So, okay, when can they see this movie, Tracy?
They can see The Fast and the Furious in our main theater tomorrow on Friday, 5:15 and 9:15. On Saturday the 20th, 1:15, 5:15 and 9:15. And on Sunday the 21st, 1:15 and 5:15. And please allow yourself extra time when coming to the Strand Saturday and Sunday because of the Arts Festival.
Oh, it's going to be crowded down here.
It's going to be crowded.
And if people are like, I've never seen Fast and Furious, but I want to go enjoy some movies at the Strand, what else is playing here?
We will have Guardians of the Galaxy for the last weekend.
Oh, and you see that.
We will also have a book club, The Next Chapter.
That's counter-programming right there. If the idea of cars going through buildings, between buildings, and bouncing off helicopters and going to space and blowing up submarines, this is not what happened in this movie. This is a series. Doesn't appeal to you? Book club, too. The Next Chapter is right up your alley.
And then on Tuesday night, part of our School's Out for Summer series, we have Dazed and Confused. All right.
Classic.
Yeah.
What can we expect to possibly see next week, Tracy?
Next week, we have The Little Mermaid.
Okay, here's the thing. I think you're just a little bit older than me, correct? I mean, I'm just throwing that out there because you are not excited to see this movie.
Not really, no.
I am like, I'm not going to say I'm excited, but I'm extremely curious because The Little Mermaid is that year, like right when I was watching Disney movies, like that's one of the ones that like I went to see in the theater, and I was really excited to see how they would turn that movie that I really enjoyed as a kid, had the soundtrack, into live action, and that's why I've liked the Lion King. I don't. Marsha, they can't hear you. Anyway, she's giving them cast and everything, but I was excited for that. This movie's being like review bombed by people already because they just hate stuff about it. They haven't seen it yet, but.
Yeah,
I'm excited
they hate
to see
it because it's a non-traditional, you know.
Oh, is it just the casting that people are mad about?
Yeah.
There's a secondary controversy. Flounder and Sebastian look like real crab and a real fish as opposed to like a computer-generated fish and crab, and people are mad about that. That's what we've come to in America, Tracy. People are mad that they don't have a cute animated flounder. He looks like a real fish.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
So I'm kind of excited to see how they treat the movie. I am one trepidation though. Ursula is.
Yes, your favorite, Melissa McCarthy.
I don't know if I can see it. I might storm out. She just drives me nuts. So hopefully we'll review The Little Mermaid next week.
I bet she'll be really good.
I bet. You can't hear Marsha, but Marsha has somehow heard the music of the movie already, Poor Unfortunate Souls. She seems to be excited about Melissa McCarthy. She's shaking her head. This is a long-running theme of our show. Two things. I hate Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and I hate Melissa McCarthy. Not as a person, just as an actress. I'm sure she's a lovely person.
Well, you know, you hate Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but guess what? Oppenheimer's coming!
Okay, we're in bonus time now. I have to tell you, I got in like a deep discussion about movies with someone, and we were talking about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and they were like seriously trying to explain to me why it was good, and like,
yeah.
Like I was an idiot, and I was like, no, I get what you're saying, but I hated it. Who was it? Were you there, Marcia? It was like a 20 minute. It was someone at our friend's Zoom meeting, but it was someone who was like literally like, no, it was a good movie, and here's why. And I was like, and then they were super interested in why I didn't like it, and like analyzing me as a person. So I felt like I was. Back with Tracy. I realize I'm the only one in America who didn't like the movie.
Well, yeah, Oppenheimer's going to be great.
I will be right there with the hate club.
And Killers of the Flower Moon, which I'm so happy is going to be released in theaters. Martin Scorsese, Leonardo DiCaprio, Brendan Fraser, a bunch of other people.
Oh, is Brendan all the way back?
He's in it.
Because he's been gone, but he came back with The Whale.
Yeah, he's in it. It was probably made when he finished The Whale because he's heavy in this one, but yeah.
All right. Well, Tracy, thank you for about 5 minutes of venting about movies and whatnot and giving a preview, but hopefully we'll see everyone next week on Through the Lens.